Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Chief Warden Bob Timian. We're going to talk about violations from last year. Bob, you've compiled all the statistics from 2016, and it was a pretty busy year for your staff.
Yes, it was, Tom. I mean, we've compiled the numbers, but we still haven't had a chance to really dig through them and see, you know, what everything actually means. So we're still doing that.
Bob, will ask this right off the top. What was the number one violation in North Dakota last year?
Well, it looks like, again, this year, fishing without a license will be the number one. We still haven't gotten a good answer why that is, because, you know, fishing licenses are relatively inexpensive.
And it seems like that's the number one year after year after year.
Well, it has been the last few years. I mean, prior to that, it was not, but it has been. We're hoping that with more education and enforcement that it will no longer be the number one spot in the future.
I know when you and I talked earlier, Bob, we talked about the new ANS laws that were enacted several years ago. And you said that you're seeing more and more violations of those ANS laws.
ANS, the law itself,
aquatic
was passed,
nuisance species for
it was, aquatic nuisance species laws was passed a while back. There have been new rules and regulations over time. There's been some additional rules, like now removing the plug from your boat and different things. So, as those new regulations take place over time, and also we're putting more enforcement time into that because it is an important issue for the state to slow or prevent the spread of ANS. So, you know, like anything, as you put more effort into it, you see more citations.
Do you think a lot of these violations, Bob, are just misinformation? People don't understand the regulations?
Well, Tom, I think probably people understand the regulations. It may be some people aren't aware of them. Others just, you know how it is, you got something new that for 20 years you've done it one way and now you have to do it another way. Sometimes it takes a little while to get the new habit established. But, you know, compliance is still pretty good. It's just, you know, it's some of this is, okay, if we only check 100 people and we wrote 10 tickets, well, you'd say, well, you know, that's, you know, you only wrote 10 tickets. But when we put more emphasis on it, all of a sudden, if we're checking 1,000 people and now we're writing 50 tickets, if you just look at, well, we wrote 10 tickets last year and 50 tickets this year, wow, that's a major increase. You also have to look at, are we checking a lot more boats and a lot more people? So it's really more, what is the violation rate, not necessarily just the number of citations.
There for a while, Bob, we're having a lot of trouble on our department's wildlife management areas across the state for a number of violations. Has that slowed down any?
It appears that it's has backed off a bit. I mean, we still have, you know, like any place where you have violations, you still have violations, but the volume seems to have come down.
What were the common violations that you were seeing on these WMAs?
You know, there was a number of them, and one of them was like glass containers, people taking glass out on the, you know, especially down on the beaches. That's an issue, and we don't want broken glass down there. And so those types of issues, all those issues still exist. They're just a lessening of the number.
Right. I know for a while, Bob, we were having a problem during the housing crunch. People were camping and camping too long on the wildlife management areas, and it seems like that slowed down a little bit.
Yes, you know, again, you know, things have changed since, you know, those rules were enacted to prevent our housing has become more accessible, less expensive, and also the number of people in those areas has diminished too because of the diminishing work availability. So, you know, those things are we need to look at again now to see how in the future we want to maintain those or adjust those.
Were there any statistics in there, Bob, that really surprised you?
I would say there was no real surprises this year. You know, one of the things you will notice, the total number of citations was less than last year. But there again, you know, if you just compare numbers, it's what do the numbers mean? Well, in this case, really, most of those numbers are decline or reduction in numbers simply can be traced to the fact that over the last year, we spent most of last year with vacancies in our warden force. So we just didn't have as many guys on the ground. I'm fortunate to say we have all our positions now filled, and the guys are back on the ground. So, you know, that in itself accounts for probably most of the decline in those citations.
All right, Bob, thanks. If you witness what you think is a Game and Fish violation and want to report it, call the RAP line. RAP stands for Report All Poachers. The number is 800-472-2121. You can remain anonymous and might even be eligible for a reward. Try to get as much information as possible about the potential poachers, things such as physical features, clothing, vehicle description, or a license number or boat number. Do not confront the individuals by yourself. Let law enforcement personnel handle that. Again, the RAP line number is 800-472-2121. For Chief Warden Bob Timian and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.